This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, I've only got 10 minutes to tell you everything you need to know about Facebook launching its new global cryptocurrency called Global Coin. And of course, somehow the crypto people are really excited about this and they're bidding up the price of Bitcoin, even though Facebook won't be using Bitcoin. You dumbasses, this will be replacing Bitcoin and everything else. And this is not good for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is going to be hurt by this because Bitcoin will be obsolete. Now, this Facebook global coin will be, this is the one world currency. This is the mark of the beast. This is evil invading the transaction system. Do you really want the same company that models its thought control after communist China running your transactional wallet and knowing everything that you have purchased and everywhere that you've sent your money and even controlling your deposits? Really? You want that company? The evil Mark Zuckerberg, one of the most evil globalists, the grandson of a Rockefeller, a global elite, mind control, I mean, half human, half cyborg, Dr. Evil is who this guy is. You want him to control your money, really? Because that's where this is headed. Let me say right now, right up front, don't ever use Facebook cryptocurrency. Don't invest in it. Don't use their wallets. Don't spend money using Global Coin. This is Mark of the Beast. And I don't know if you've read the book of Revelation. I don't know if you've studied the Bible. Maybe you should, because it talks about this. And it talks about the fact that anyone who accepts the mark of the beast will be destroyed when God's wrath is unleashed in the end times. And that person will be disqualified from going to heaven. This is what the Bible says. Now, you may not believe it. You may not be someone who follows the Bible. I'm just mentioning this because the Bible, it's a prophetic document. It's made hundreds of predictions that have come true. It was recorded by people who were divinely inspired by God, who is obviously a supernatural being who exists outside of time, which means he knows the past and he knows the future. And if you don't take this seriously, you might want to reconsider that. The Bible has a lot to offer you, but you have to be wise enough to pay attention to it. And it directly speaks about a mark of the beast system. And maybe the mark of the beast is Mark Zuckerberg, for all we know. Look, the Bible talks about this mark of the beast. You will take a symbol of some kind on either your forehead or your hand. And this will enable you to participate in the global currency system. This was predicted thousands of years ago. And it didn't make any sense for thousands of years until you have this modern technology and you have RFID chips and you have mobile devices that people hold in their hands. So you take your iPhone in your hand and you wave your iPhone across a reading device at a cash register, and that enables you to spend your Facebook global coin cryptocurrency, the mark of the beast, one world currency system. So you see how the Bible even talks about you would have a symbol on your hand or in your hand. That's your iPhone. And Apple is also a demonic, satanic organization, in case you didn't know. They banned our app upgrade from the Apple iTunes store because we wrote about Satanism and they didn't want anybody to read about Satanism. We were, of course, condemning Satanism. But Apple thought that that's wrong, and they censored us because we were criticizing abortion and demonic influence and Satanism, among other things. So this is it. We are watching the Antichrist agenda unfold. We are watching day by day the mark of the beast global one world currency system that will imprint you with basically the mark of Satan. And if you participate in these systems, you will be marked by Mark Zuckerberg to be denied entry into heaven, according to the Bible itself. Now, aside from the biblical implications here, just from a practical standpoint, again, do you really want the most evil, or I should say one of the most evil corporations in the world, running your online wallet? You already know Facebook is a front end to the NSA and mass surveillance on people all over the world. The whole point of Facebook was so that people would volunteer to create connections between individuals that could be mined by the NSA and the CIA and the intelligence community to spy on people and to find out everything about you, to build psychological profiles. Now they can build a financial profile, a spending behavior profile of exactly what you're doing with your money and where you're sending it and who you're transacting with in terms of using this cryptocurrency. This is not good news for humanity. This is not good news for cryptocurrency. And if you think about it, Bitcoin was a rollout to indoctrinate people, to get people to accept this global cryptocurrency. Bitcoin was a psyop the entire time. Bitcoin is a psychological operation, in other words. And that's why the originator of Bitcoin has been kept secret for so long, because the originator was not one individual. It was not some freedom-loving individual. Bitcoin was created by the deep state, essentially. Bitcoin was created by the intelligence community. And it allowed them to do two things. Number one, indoctrinate people to get used to this cryptocurrency idea so they can roll out a global cryptocurrency as they're crashing the global banking system. But secondly, to give the deep state and the intelligence community a way to launder money and bribe people they want to bribe and pay off people and move money surreptitiously without it being easy to track. You can hand someone a thumb drive that could contain $1 million worth of Bitcoin, for example. And they do this all the time to pay people off. So believe me that Bitcoin is not here to set humanity free. Now, the idea of cryptocurrency and the decentralization to take down the global banking cartels, it's a great idea. Decentralization is a solution for humanity. And I support decentralization. So I support the premise of cryptocurrency. But as with everything else, every technology in history that you can think of, it has been weaponized against humanity. That includes television, right? That includes the internet now, social media, nuclear technology, and now, of course, cryptocurrency. It's weaponized against humanity. It's designed to enslave you. It's not designed to set you free. It is not something that any liberty-loving person should be all excited about. And I hear people talking right now about, oh, Bitcoin's going up again. Maybe we should jump into Bitcoin. Do you hear yourself? You're just talking like a speculator. That's not even an intelligent thing to say. If you want to get into a cryptocurrency, it should be because it's not speculative, because it is stable. Stable coins, for example, make a lot more sense. And if you're going to choose a cryptocurrency, don't choose one that is controlled by some globalist corporate front for the deep state, for God's sake. Facebook is the worst choice for a cryptocurrency. So don't even use it. Don't bet the farm on Facebook crypto. It's just another front-end spy network, a surveillance system to destroy your liberty and freedom. So this is Mike Adams here. Share this everywhere. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com or brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative for free speech. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And, you know, be smart about this. Pay special attention to what I've just shared with you here. This is really crucial information. Thank you for listening. Be safe. There's a lot coming our way. Take care. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.